Hey, it's time for the Underworld. Get ready, because we've got 2 hours of local rock ahead. Got an awesome guest on the show today, John Totaro. Yes, you know who he is, and he's going to be with us for the whole 2 hours. I'm going to start the show right now with a song from last week's guest, Maniacal. This is Act Like You're Back from the Dead.
Opened up her eyes, fantasizing, got me thinking naughty. body now. She's got me looking over my shoulder. Offered me her sin for my soul, so I told her, if you can share your body, baby, I can share the wine. Come on, let's take a trip to a place where the sun don't shine. 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 Shine, shine, shine.
That last song was by Genuflect. That's called Dark as Night, and it's from their disc, The End of the World. Brand new music to the show. And what show is that? Well, that'd be The Underworld. With me, I'm Mike. That over there is Kaylee, the hard-rocking maiden of metal. How you doing, kid?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. We are fully caffeinated. We're working on it.
Yeah, the Dunkin' Donuts makes their coffee so flipping hot.
Yes, but... fortunately, it has all the caffeine we need. What's the matter?
This is true. Nothing.
Okay. And,
all good.
Yeah, and especially when you get that extra turbo shot in it, which I like. Yeah. Ooh, ah. Yeah. Ha.
Dork.
Oh, man.
Do you have another song lined up?
Yeah, I do.
Or do you want to do something first?
I just wanted to say hi for a minute, if that's okay.
Hi.
What's your problem?
Hi.
Stupid kid.
Stupid dad.
Yes, it's The Underworld. Don't worry, we're like this all the time. And, you know, this is where we play New England's best music. And I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I'm losing.
I don't know either.
Well, you're just sitting there flipping the flipping thing around. We're not even on the air right now. But we are still going over the internet, and we are still doing our podcast. So we're going to go for it anyways. Well, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that listen, that listen online.
Well, so as the tower is down right now, or something like that, we're not actually on the air.
I know. So we could do this just like any internet only podcast, right?
Yeah,
we could go all kinds of crazy.
Right when we start swearing, that's when the tower will go back up and the FCC will be listening.
And the next thing you know, FCC goon squad has got a knee in the back of your neck and a gun to your head. Stop saying that word!
Curb stomping.
A good old FCC curbing. That'd be fabulous. Oh, man. Yeah, it's the Underworld. You can check out our website at www.underworldrock.com. But if you're listening to us on the internet right now, you probably already know about the website.
So there.
So good for you.
Enough said.
We're going to do another song here. This is from our guests of a couple weeks ago, Sake of Reason. After we're done with Sake of Reason, we're going to start chatting with John Turturro. And this song is Cheese. No, actually, it's Tease, but...
Cheese sounds better.
If you listen to that podcast, it was...
I have no idea.
It's Cheese. Kaylee wasn't here. Stupid kid.
Stupid dad.
All right, here's Sake of Reason.
This emotional hangover infecting me and thinking about you. My side of the street's clean, restitution due. This emotional hangover affecting me and you. We are a bit off center, baby. Restitution due. Restitution due.
That song was Restitution Due by today's guest, John Totaro. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me in.
You bet. Our pleasure, man.
You doing well?
Heck yeah.
And Kaylee, you?
Yeah, it's all good.
Good.
Other than not being on the air right now, well, but you know, we're okay with that.
But no one knows you're not on the air because they're just listening to the internet, so they're getting it. So
I know, but I'll tell them anyway. We have no secrets here.
No secrets. I have a lot of secrets.
Do you?
Myself.
I'm an open book. Ask me anything. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Ask you.
Ask him what happened that day in the Navy.
How'd you like restitution do?
I like it.
I can take it.
That's nice.
Okay. Good.
And in the solo, what effect did you have on the guitar in that solo?
We put a wah-wah pedal on it and then used a slide.
Yeah.
And then detuned the guitar a little, so there's no way it could have sounded quite right. And
cool.
It worked.
Yeah, it came off cool.
It worked. It's like one of those things where it's like a happy accident, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Do you know if Sean is listening today?
I would imagine Sean is. Sean's a good friend, and, you know, he's just started working with me. And you knew that, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
He's
playing some guitar with us, and we're really excited about that. Sean Murray.
Yep, Sean Murray, formerly of Jake and the Jakes, yep. They've been on our show like three times.
Yep.
And then and he's just an awesome guy.
Yeah, Sean and I, for a long time, Sean and I talked about doing side projects, like while he was with Jake and the Jakes and while, you know, I had this thing going on. And we're just friends and, frankly, fans of each other, you know. And,
yeah.
And we talked about doing the side project, but we spent more time talking about it. We never did it, you know.
That's like my buddy Guy and I getting together on a project. We always talk about it. We have not done it.
Kind of did once.
Sort of, but...
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah, but
then
no.
You were on my other show.
Yeah, but no, it really wasn't.
It's kind of ridiculous to even talk about it, because, like, I don't even have time to return his phone call to talk about it, let alone do the project. But, so anyway, you know, it's just I needed some help with guitars, and so I offered him the spot, and he's doing it, and he's actually right now in the process of learning all the material.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot. You've had... Well, how many discs... Altogether,
five CDs, and you know the thing is that's kind of, I like to play from all five of them. I don't like to just go out and play the same 14 songs, you know.
Right.
And so that's kind of tough if you bring somebody new in, because it's either it either limits me in what I can play, or the poor guy has to learn a ton, and that's the latter is the choice.
Right. Plus, a lot of the people that come to your shows, very familiar with your music.
That's right.
And they're likely, I assume, to shout out a song that
exactly.
They would like to
hear.
Oh,
definitely. You know, it's like going to see you know, anyone in concert. There's certain songs, the reason you buy the ticket is to go hear that song, you know. So I can't not play some of the stuff. And but that's cool. He's a trooper. He's doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll do a fabulous job with it.
Yeah.
He really is a good guy.
It's going to be a lot of fun, because I much prefer not to have to sing. Well, I sing lead, and I'd rather not sing lead plus do all the guitar.
You know?
I can rather not do it, so it'll be great to have help.
Cool. So your newest disc is Vice Presidential Pardons, and that's what we just played Restitution Due from.
Right.
Right.
I recorded that in January, last January, 2007, with Dave Lowry of Cracker. And John Morand, who David and John own a studio down in Richmond, Virginia, and they invited me down to record these songs. And it was a real thrill, because I'm a huge Cracker fan.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just kind of a interesting thing when you're talking about your little journey in your career, that you go from, like, buying tickets to go see the people and, you know, going to buy this new CD to, you know, sitting around the kitchen table talking to them about what you're going to do together that day.
Yeah, that's got to be, kind of a surreal it was cool. Change there, huh?
And, you know, it's like anybody that you know, you have preconceived expectations. It wasn't all, you know, great in that, you know, these guys might, you know, like stars, you know, and then it's like you realize, well, the guy's, you know, doesn't, whatever, throw out his cigarette ashtray, you know, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. It's like they're just human
going, he's
beings.
A bum. Yeah. I love these guys forever, but they're bums. What's the deal?
I'm not going to comment on that, but you understand what I was saying.
Yeah. when they get taken down maybe off the pedestal a little
exactly.
bit, you see,
exactly.
that's just a person. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a funny thing is, maybe we'll play it, the song that's called Obsession Away was the very last vocal that I did, and the reason it was last was I wanted David Lowery to sing on this record,
mm-hmm.
and he was giving me this rock star stuff like, you know, well, I'm not so sure I'm going to sing, you know, and, you know, and that, so I just, that's the song I want him to sing on. So the very last day of recording, I said, David, we're ready for you, go. And so he sang. So that was a thrill, too, because he's actually on the CD.
Cool.
You know.
You want to do that one now?
Well, sure. Why not?
All right. Cool. So that is track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, you can only count.
I can count. And I can count that high because I have that many fingers on at least one of my hands.
Yay, Daddy.
Yes. Shut up. All right. So here's Obsession Away.
Thank you. rational way. You better ask your Lord to take your session away. You better ask your Lord to take your session away.
Get off the phone, Kaylee. We're on the air. Actually, we're on the internet. dang it, we should be on the air. So that last song was Cracker, and the song's called Low. Big hit back in the 90s, like John and I were just talking about sitting here. So they were working on the recordings with you,
yep,
on the newest disc,
yep.
Vice Presidential Pardons.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of interesting because when I solicited Dave Lowry, who's the singer and, you know, kind of the leader of that band, to produce this stuff, you know, he basically blew me off.
He's a big rock star.
He blew me off without even having heard any of my music. You know, just on principle, you know, you're not at least as big as him, so he didn't want to work with me. And so I figured I got nothing to lose. So I said to him, like, you know, if somebody said that to you at the beginning of your career, maybe you wouldn't have a career. And so I got through to him.
Ah.
And it started out with him asking me to record these songs on a guitar, acoustic guitar, and a mic, just basic. And then when he heard that stuff, he asked me to record with the band with no overdubbing, just, you know, in our rehearsal space.
Just straight live?
Yep. And then I got the phone call that said, come on down. And I went down for 3 weeks. And the interesting thing about it was I wanted to work with the fellow John Morand is the engineer that's on all the Cracker records. So I really wanted to not only get Lowry, but I wanted the sound of it.
Yeah.
And
definitely they get a nice clean sound.
Exactly. Clean but dirty at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the guitars can still be overdriven, but it's still kind of a clean sound. Anyway, I wanted that. And they said to me, the studio manager said, there's no way you're going to get them both. You know, who do you think you are? You know, and I said, well, okay, well, then I'm not coming. And I ended up getting
You said, so, I'm John Turturro.
Yeah, I gave him that.
You will give me both of them.
And I'm really pleased with how it came out. And it's been,
ooh, you know,
oh, man.
And I repeat, Father, P-I-M-P. No?
No.
Sorry.
Shut up, kid.
That's going on something that I was teasing him about last night.
Yeah. Shut up, kid.
Sorry.
As you were saying, John.
I don't even remember. I think it sounds more interesting to hear what the pimp was about. Forget me.
No.
Off air, if any time.
I thought there were no secrets. All of a sudden, there's secrets. That's funny.
That's true. I did say
that's funny.
Yeah, Dad.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
that about?
Shut
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. What happened to your no secret?
See, he didn't know what questions to ask before. Then
well,
you're giving
wouldn't
him
you
hints.
Have been a little surprised if having just met me if I said, so tell me about your pimp activity. That would have been great.
I'm going to smack this kid.
Love you too. You know how many times I get smacked a day? I mean, one more isn't really going to do much.
Oh, well, I'll beat you with that microphone,
you,
as I have many times.
You do that.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I made the whole conversation go awry.
Yeah. Okay. Just to prove that I have no secrets.
Yeah.
You don't have to do
I'll
it
tell
on
you.
Air, Dad.
Actually, unfortunately, we're not on the air.
Oh, that's true, too.
But the reason she's giving me a hard time is because I have, in the not-too-distant past, become separated from my second wife.
Second wife, okay.
Yes, and so I've been in the process of getting on with my life.
I see. Well,
yes,
good
and
for
so
you.
So she thinks that I'm pimping hard.
You've been on, like, dates with, like, three girls or something like
oh
that.
Oh, my gosh.
Three girls.
No, but, Dad,
oh,
it's been,
man.
Like, a month, okay?
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, but, I mean, that think of all the days he didn't have dates. He,
yeah.
You, know, you could
yeah,
look at it from
years.
That.
I was married for... Yeah, I've been married for a total of 16 years altogether, okay?
I'm 17.
And you're 17, yes, I know. Yes, I can do the math.
So you didn't learn the first time through,
no,
huh?
No, no. I think I learned the second time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, marriage is hard.
It is.
It really is. It's like a weird concept in the first place, if you ask me. I mean, I'm married, too. I got a joke. I've been happily married for 12 years.
Yeah, and how long have you been married?
16.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the straight man line to that one.
Okay. You've been around the block.
Oh, yeah.
No, but see, it should be, my wife knows this, okay? I've said it. It should be like renting an apartment. you get a lease.
Yeah.
And at the, you know, as you're getting up to the end of the lease, maybe 5 years, whatever it is, you got to renew. And if you don't want to renew, you shake hands and you say, thank you very much, and you move on as friends.
Was that where you were going to say brilliant?
Yes, brilliant. I was just, I was about to make a point that that I've made many times, and some people think it's crazy, and some people think that it's brilliant. I can't take credit for it. I think it's brilliant. It's from Robert A. Heinlein, who was the greatest science fiction writer of all time.
Okay.
And he's my favorite author. And one of his, what's funny with him is he used science fiction to put all kinds of sociological theories out there just to float them. The things that he was saying, he started writing like back in the 30s and 40s. And so a lot of the themes that he had were really way off the deep end for society at the time.
Right.
But one of his ideas was contract marriage. Set down in advance, you know, you write up a contract. It's for a certain amount of time. Everything's laid out. It's basically a completely binding prenup that expires at some time unless you renew it.
And you know what? If you're thinking you're going to renew it, you'll be on best behavior.
Right.
You know?
And if you're not, then you don't even have to fight.
Right, exactly.
Because it's going to end.
But what happens to the kids? That's the problem.
Well, that's the
problem with my theory,
that,
too.
Well, see, that was the one other thing in his books that deal with that kind of thing, he talks about setting aside specific provisions to take care of the kids.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of books out there.
That's good.
Yeah. I think I've got the largest Robert A. Heinlein collection of anybody.
Robert A. Heinlein and then the... that other guy.
How Frank do you Herbert. Spell his last name?
No, not
H-E-I-N.
That guy.
H-E-I-N-L-E-I-N.
Yes. Is he
an American guy?
Yeah. Yep.
Great, I'll check him out.
Yeah, good one to start
Tom
with.
Tom Clancy, that's his name.
Tom Clancy, yeah, I like Tom Clancy, but good one to start with. A couple good ones to start with. Stranger in a Strange Land, my favorite book of all time.
I'll start with that one then. Yeah. Stranger in a Strange Land.
Yeah.
It's a good title.
Yeah.
Also a Maiden song.
But that the song's nothing about that story.
No, but it's still a Maiden song.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking with John Turturro, a musician, but we're talking about literature and marriage.
and marriage. Not bad, right?
We're eclectic.
It's definitely a different conversation for this show.
Oh, there you go.
How about we get back to some music for a little bit?
Okay.
Let's play some more of your stuff, John.
Okay.
What would you recommend?
Why don't you, off the Turturro Group E record, why don't you play Pants Around My Knees, track 13.
Outstanding title.
And that's a song about being like kind of self-conscious about having to sing the lyrics, you know, and you feel exposed, like you have your pants around your knees. That's what that's about.
Awesome. Here we go. I'm an idiot. I keep... Yeah.
Song, no.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Way to go.
All right.
Didn't we already go through and did it like six times in a row?
Yes.
Do it right for once.
Yes.
Please, for once.
I can't help it. I'm just, God help me, I'm just an idiot.
After talking about marriage, he's like, can't focus.
All right. This time it's for real.
Smoke is gonna smoke is smoke. paid enough. Yeah. It's just another TV show. Don't you know? Don't you know? The ghosts are here, they're swimming.
Go and time will heal with time, you know. And this I know, the biggest plans, the biggest dreams, and the biggest mouth I can't believe. I wish I didn't know. Another year, another loss, and when you don't know the cost, sometimes it hurts to breathe. So close to my heart, the lowest low, the darkest dark, I'll make you freeze. If you look just one more time, I'm sure you'd come to find one last thing in me, you know it's true. For everything I'd ever need, God knows it's you. God knows it's you. On the lines we crossed and knew right then that we were lost. Forgot how this could be. Not to remind, for in the dark I've seen you shine. And to the shore I swim. With the days that are to come and each day one by one, I'm counting every step. Though we exist as one, as sure as we would see the sun, you never will regret. If you look just one more time, I know you'd come to find something left me you know is true. Ask me why my life was spared, God knows it's you.